is Sportsveld. It is maybe the last time I say that, Jake, bittersweetly.
Got very nostalgic for that sound as you said it.
Right away, huh?
Yeah, I was like, ah, oh, this is fine. And I was like, oh, yeah. It's like when you, if you've ever performed like a play.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's the last show.
Closing night.
Oh, that's the last time I'll say that line.
Right. Because you tell yourself, maybe I'll read my script again one day, but you never do.
No, I've never. I can safely say, as an actor of 25 plus years, I have never read a script after a thing was done for nostalgia's sake.
That makes sense. I leafed through an old high school play script that I still have.
See, that I can see. Because that's like high school memories and nostalgic things.
Younger us. Speaking of younger us, this is all just to say a quick thank you and a quick update on the status of Sportsveld in terms of new content. This is it for us. We are so grateful. We entered into a contract with a production company, Space Monkey Media, through the Stringer Lab division. They've been so kind to us to bring us back from obscurity and to give us this platform and to really be passionate about bringing the show back and building this community again and giving us the freedom to sort of say what we want and edit how we want and put the show together. But nonetheless, it was in agreement, and our time with our friends at Stringer Labs and Space Monkey Media has come to an end. And with it comes to an end the era of Sportsveld. It has been incredible to see the growth, not only in ourselves, which I think it's inevitable to look back at us and, you know, the full circle picture that we painted from using this podcast to complain about getting dumped to now being fully established wife guys, an expected father, which I was able to announce on the show, and a guy who is moving into a house. It is really, I think, the perfect place to put an end to what I will affectionately know in my life as the Sportsveld era.
Yeah, I think, I don't know why we're continuing to bring this back to acting metaphors, but the script writers really, I think, did a good job on this one. Like, judging from where we started in, I want to say January of 2014 or something like that, to ending with Zoob's having a baby on the way with his wife, that's about as closed a loop of an arc as you can get.
Yeah. Truly beautiful. And I appreciate the symbolism of it. And I appreciate all the people that came along for the ride with us on this show. People that have reached out and have said, we've had many times people would reach out and say that the show meant a lot to them or helped them through a time. And that means the world to us. As for this particular feed, however, this Sportsveld feed, our friends at Space Monkey Media and Stringer Labs are going to continue releasing. You've probably seen on the timeline Sportsveld story times that we've already recorded for the Patreon audience. There's a bunch of stuff that they are excited to do with the content. It'll be some re-edits of old shows, maybe some things that are relevant to the news. We looked back at a ton of old baseball. We watched a ton of old hockey games. There's old mailbags. There's a lot of content kicking around that is going to be repurposed and re-put onto the feed. So the feed is going to continue to serve as an archive. They are going to continue maintaining it. They will retain all the rights to it. It's now theirs. The work we did together belongs to them. As we move on, they will be releasing stuff and it'll continue to function. There just won't be any new episodes of the flagship show, Sportsveld.
Yeah, or new. People already know this, but we've already told them. But new Patreon content also will be coming to an end.
Right. The Patreon, we wanted to talk to our Patreon subscribers. We wanted them to know first. But if you're interested in subscribing, it basically will function as a archive of sorts, a place to continue to have access to all this stuff whenever you want to have access to it. That as well goes to our friends that helped us produce the show, all the different people that chipped in on that, from the many different producers to the technical engineers, I suppose, is what we would say Dylan was.
Let's say that.
The folks that did some social media and some marketing for us, some people who helped us with some of the beer sponsorships. There was a ton of people that are responsible for that anything from the Patreon or any sort of stuff that comes from the show going forward, we'll be going to support those folks and the great work they do. So that is it, Jake, I suppose. Unless one more time you want to let me know, Jake, are you sad or not sad for the fact that we are closing the book on the sports field era of our lives?
You know what? One last time on sad, not sad, I'm going to hedge. Yes. And I'm going to say neither. For old time's sake, where I just didn't really want to talk about it. But no, I think obviously I'm sad in a way because this era, as you say, is ending. But I'm also not sad because we have something new planned for some time in the future. We're not going to commit to exactly when at the moment because let's just say forces that have nothing to do with us will make that decision for us, kind of. I'm very excited about what the next era, let's say, for you and I will be. But also, as you said so well, want to reiterate a thank you to everyone who's come along with us on this show. The good, the bad, and the ugly of the last 7 years, I suppose. Almost 8 years.
Crazy.
Really, which is crazy. With like a good couple year break in between.
Absolutely.
but it's been so much fun and I'm very excited for what's coming. And hope that everyone who listens to the show will stick around with us for what's next. Because if we didn't have you, we would literally just be talking to each other, which as fun as it is, we can do on our own time.
Which so, I would do. I would
of course,
do.
I mean, we do anyway. But this is also good. So thank you again to everyone who's listened to the show, who's been involved in the show. And we'll see you hopefully sooner rather than later.
Yes, you could say we're locked out of it being a good time of it to announce anything new or plan anything new. You could say that. It's incredible, remains incredible to us that anybody ever came along on the ride. And especially, you know, as things change and as the circumstances went around, there's some amazing stuff. I can't believe we got, in the course of this show, the Jays made the playoffs, completely rebuilt, and then made the playoffs again. And then they're once again on the wave up. We saw, the Maple Leafs sort of their incredible journey to now that we totally ignored them, looking like a good hockey team again, which is perfect. we will retire from Sportsfeld and they will win the cup. That is the only way. Speaking of winning the championship, we got to do Raptors winning the championship right after we came back. We got to do a show right after the parade. So we've been really lucky. Things have really broken well for us. And I would agree. I feel not sad. I think the journey has been a great one. And the thing that I'm really proud of is I know when we started this show, one of the things that we made a priority was talking about how we felt outside of sports. And it at the time for us, it felt like that wasn't anywhere in the sports world. And I feel like in the near decade since, the new generation, the kids that are making content now, the young adults, the professionals that are climbing the ranks, they have hard conversations naturally in a really beautiful way and are really passionate about things outside of sports in terms of the way we frame this stuff and analyze this stuff. And it's awesome to know that that's, it's become part of what talking about sports is in the modern landscape. I think that's really cool. And I'm really happy about that. So wherever we pop up next, we're still going to talk about our lives. I mean, don't get silly. We're not going to suddenly become stats guys, but
the new idea, the things we have planned, they might be more focused, but we're still very stupid. So
I'm certainly not going to take the brink getting any smarter. You know what I mean?
Come back, just do it. Having done research for the show, kidding me?
No chance.
We'll call it the eye test.
That's not bad.
That isn't bad, actually.
I'm gonna have to mute that out. So no. Anyway, just stalling because I don't want to leave. But that is my not sad. And to everybody that has said such nice things and been a part of the show, thank you so much. We are not saying goodbye. We are saying see you later. But I will say one last time. Thank you so much for listening to Sportsfeld.